9:36, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock, and it's time for our March edition of our Headwaters Builders Association program this morning here on the Big Q. We're brought to you this month by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. Check out the website, carpetcityonline.net. Brought to you this month by Lee Construction Company of Minocqua. Their website is dickleeconstruction.com. Furniture Appliance Mart Superstore. Visit their website, furnitureandappliancemart.com. And we're brought to you by Eagle River Cabinets, located on Highway 70 West in Eagle River, and in Rhinelander at 1411 Stevens Street, right next door to the jewelry store there in Rhinelander. That website is eaglerivercabinets.com. I've got it on my screen right now, and Emma Siles is in the Rhinelander showroom at Eagle River Cabinets and on the radio with us right now. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Emma, good to talk to you again here, and thanks for being on the Headwaters show this month.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Eagle River Cabinets in general. Two locations, Eagle River and in Rhinelander. Tell us a little bit about the company in general first, Emma.
So we are a company that works with cabinet manufacturers and countertop manufacturers, and we design people's homes for kitchens, baths mainly, but we can do any room needed, closets, entertainment centers, basement bar areas. So we really just help people customize their homes to what they're wanting and needing.
So is it a 50-50 mix? Is it a good, healthy mix one way or the other, whether it's a new home construction or just people looking to spruce things up in their home that they own right now? A little bit of both?
It's 50-50 right now. We're seeing a lot of the new construction projects come out because they're getting ready to break ground, and that, or they're trying to get ahead for next year to get on the books for contractors. I know contractors are booking out quite a bit for taking on new projects. They're busier than ever, too.
So if you have one of these projects in mind, better get on the phone and find a contractor ASAP. Can you help people do that if they come into the store and say, you know what, I want to do something with the kitchen and bathroom specifically? Can you help them out with the contractor that you would like encourage them to seek out, or how does that process work?
Well, we subcontract all of the installs, and that just depends on the area that you're in, on who we recommend you to, but we certainly can help from start to finish for doing the whole project.
And we see, you told me that before we went on the air, you're also looking for designers in your Eagle River location. What does it take to be a designer at Eagle River Cabinets?
So to do this job, it's great to have some college background in interior designing or just some general sales background in the cabinetry industry.
Okay. And from there, you can take it from there and show them all the ropes of the way you got like things done at Eagle River Cabinets.
Yeah, learning the different cabinet manufacturers that we work with, the different countertop materials, that's kind of all on-hands work. Just having some type of general sales background is great, interior design, so you understand laying things out and how things fit together.
And the old saying, an eye for design is very, very important.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so how can people apply for that job? Are you looking for resumes? People can come right in and say, hey, I heard you're looking for help here.
Yeah, they're welcome to drop off their resumes at either store. We have Jared over at the Eagle River showroom. He's the manager, or the owner. I'm at our Rhinelander location. I'm the store manager here. So they can drop applications off or resumes at either location. Otherwise, they can give us a call and we can give them an email to send it to.
Sounds good. And we want to make sure everybody knows two locations are available. Now, the items in one store are available at the other store as well. That's kind of interchangeable, right?
Right. Okay. We just have different displays. So some cabinet lines are featured at our Eagle River showroom and others are featured here. So you definitely get a mix of everything for what you can view in person.
Well, Emma, it's no secret to our radio audience. I've been looking for a new home for a long time. We've been doing some work in the home that we're in right now, and some of our projects have included countertops, and so I have a little bit of background there. So let's start with the countertops. First of all, there's a lot of different ways people can go with a countertop in the bathroom or the kitchen these days. Let's start right at the beginning. What are the different types of countertops, first of all, the different types?
We have your laminate, which is mostly known as Formica. That is your just stock style countertop. And then you go up to your stones, which is granite or quartz. There's also Corian solid surface. they all range in price and kind of how they get installed, the type of sinks that you can use with them, durability, and we can help kind of navigate which countertop material that you would need for what part of your home, and also based on budget.
Now, one thing that confused me through the whole process, I just said, okay, honey, you take care of it yourself. My wife did a great job. And she, the differences between the different stones, some are man-made, some are quarried. What are some of those differences, and what are some of the benefits of either or?
So granite is a natural stone, so every time it gets cut, it is different. So it's a very unique piece that you can feature in your home. It does have a sealant on it that, after use and wear and tear, you do like to have it resealed over time. With quartz, it is a man-made stone, so it's more durable, more consistent with the pattern throughout. There's really no upkeep. Both of those options are pretty stain and heat resistant. Then you have laminate, which is like your particle board with a wrap on top that can scratch and get scorn really easy with putting hot materials on it.
Right. Then what about the Corian? How do you describe that?
Corian is a plastic composite man-made material.
But it's like, it feels and looks just like marble almost, doesn't it?
It can, yeah. Certain patterns. Most of the patterns for Corian are like a pebbly look. Okay. It does expand and contract with heat. So you do want to be careful setting things on. It being a plastic material, it will melt or scorn really easy.
Got it. And as far as choosing the right one, that can be a little bit confusing, and that's where we rely on professionals like you, because it's going to depend on how they use those countertops, whether it's bathroom or kitchen. Different people use them in different ways, and that will decide what's the best route to go. Am I a little bit correct there?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have all those different countertop materials on display in both of our showrooms so that you can see exactly what you're looking at for material and which option would best fit in your home.
I remember when we were looking, one of the most difficult things was trying to get the right countertop. We kind of knew the look we wanted, but matching that with the woodwork that we already had, especially in the bathroom, that was one of the real challenges, and we didn't have a designer like yourself to help us out with that. What is the advice that you give as far as matching a new countertop with the cabinetry and the woodwork that's already in either the kitchen or the bathroom?
Definitely bringing in samples of your existing, like, trim or doors. That way you can see in person how those colors go together, and then taking the countertop sample back to the home so you can see it in your space and the lighting for, you know, with your paint colors, wall trim, anything like that, different lighting, because we have showroom bright lights, and not everybody has that type of lighting in their home.
Right, right. And as far as somebody, let's talk about somebody who is thinking about selling their home. They want to get top dollar. They want to do a few fix-ups. Is a kitchen or bathroom countertop a good way to get your money back in that investment or not? Yes or no?
Yes. Okay. Kitchens are just the focal point of every home, and that's where people like to spend their money. They want good quality products and the more higher end, because that's where they're going to be congregating with the family. That's where they're going to be spending most of their time. And most of the time you see it often through your home, because it's open concept for a lot of homes now where you're adjacent to your living room.
And as far as the countertop goes, is there a different countertop that may match up better with the cabinets that already exist, or are they all interchangeable?
They're really all interchangeable. If you have any doubt that you're going to keep the existing cabinets, I do not recommend doing a stone, because once you have it, you are married to it. It's very hard to uninstall and reinstall. If you think, you know, a couple years down the road you'll update your cabinets, then just change out for a laminate now or wait on the whole project.
Boy, that is, you may have just saved people a lot of money and headaches with that statement. Can you please repeat that?
If you have any thought on not keeping your cabinets, do not do a stone, because once you have it, you are married to it. It's very hard to interchange it out.
Boy, that is a really, really good piece of advice. And we can switch it out from the countertops. We'll probably come back to that eventually. But let's talk about the counters themselves. A lot of different ways to go with cabinetry. And I'm noticing there's a lot of different trends out there right now. I'm seeing the trend of like one color up on top in the kitchen, another color underneath. Is that a big trend? Are you seeing a lot of that at Eagle River Cabinets?
We are still seeing a lot of the two-toned kitchens, whether it's wall cabinets being one color and the base cabinets being another. A lot of times we see the island as the focal point. Still a lot of painted cabinets. We are seeing the lighter stain colors coming back. Warmer colors are definitely taking off more so than like your grays. White is still always a staple with painted cabinets, shaker-style doors.
Been noticing a lot of the one form of blue and gray together. It seems to be very, very popular right now.
Blue and green are still the Northwoods favorites for painted cabinets.
Now, the lines of cabinetry that you offer, I'm noticing some very, very good brands here. Tell us about the actual cabinet manufacturers and how they get to Eagle River Cabinets and then in somebody's home.
Yeah, so we pair up with several different cabinet manufacturers. We have Plato Woodworks, which is out of Plato, Minnesota. We have Showplace, which is out of South Dakota. We also have Holiday Kitchens, which is right here in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. So we place the order with the cabinet manufacturers, and then their trucks deliver it to our warehouse in Eagle River, and then we take the cabinets from our warehouse to the customer's home when they're ready for their part of the project.
I used to drive a truck for a lumber mill, and I used to see a lot of Merillat cabinetry going into homes. You deal with them too?
Yeah, we have Merillat Classics as well. That's more of your stock style cabinet. So very basic, no changes. Those are very good for like laundry rooms, just standard like vanity bathroom cabinets, like in a half bath or a basement bathroom that you're not going to be utilizing a lot and want to do some cost savings.
You know, the home that I live in now was a home that a Wausau Homes designer built for himself. And so he knew all the in and outs of design and everything. And one thing that I notice in the cabinetry, there's a lot of little things that just make everyday life easier. And do you bring that some of that out to your customers, whether no matter what those lines are? I'm assuming that you can get as elaborate or as basic as you want. But there's a lot of things that just little bitty things in your kitchen cabinetry makes everything in the kitchen a lot easier. You point that out a lot?
Yeah, we do. Most of our standard cabinets in the kitchen will have like the rollout trays and the base cabinets. We have cabinet options that for drawer organizers, pot and pan organizers. So all those are available, and we do show them to the customers based on how they use their kitchen. So we listen to what they're interested in, if they're heavy in baking, heavy in cooking, if they just use it for necessities. Probably the most common feature we see in a kitchen is a cookie sheet organizer, just so it's not an open cabinet where all their trays are kind of lumped together and they have to drag the whole pile out just to get the one tray they want.
You know, I consider myself a really good cook, and I'm a grill master. Emma, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really good out on the grill. I've got a lot of rubs and a lot of spices, and I'm just curious, what are they doing these days? I've never seen an organized spice cabinet in my life. What are you doing to organize our spice cabinets at Eagle River Cabinets?
So for spice organization, we're seeing the drawers where it's a tiered drawer for putting the little capsules on, otherwise on the back of a cabinet door for organizing them. There are a few options as a pullout, like a 3-inch wide next to the stove. Pull it out, and there's like a little rack that the bottles sit on.
Huh. So they have thought of something.
Yeah, there are a lot of different options for spice organization as well.
So, yeah, we used to have the problem of Tupperware avalanches at my house. We've got that solved. Now we've got the rub and the spice avalanches every time you open up that cabinet. It's good to know that Eagle River Cabinets has a solution. So can Eagle River Cabinets do a project even just that small? If you just want to have a few tweaks in the kitchen there, do you have to do the whole project?
No. If they're just looking to upgrade what's inside of their cabinets, we pair with RevaShelf for getting those aftermarket items to add to your cabinet, to add storage and organization to your home.
Wow, that's outstanding. So no job is too small, so people that might just have a couple of little tweaks, they shouldn't be shy about calling.
No, and right now we're seeing a lot of people coming in with their breadboards from their older cabinets and replacing those, and that's something we do as well.
Okay. And this has got to be a busy time of year. It's home show season and such like that. Like you said earlier, contractors are getting ready to break ground, so I'm assuming you're coming into your busy season right now. So if people have plans to do some of these projects, what's your best advice? I would assume it's get going soon.
Definitely get going soon. Call, make an appointment if you are doing more than just browsing. That way we can ensure a designer has time to talk through the project with you and give you the best direction possible. Otherwise, you know, we could have 3-4 people in the showroom, and then we don't want you left feeling unappreciated or not knowing how you need to go about your project.
So
each one has a different, like, lead time. You know, some cabinets are 3 months, some are only 2 weeks.
So that all starts with calling and finding out when you have some time, or people can just stop by and browse, and then once they see something they like, get more detailed after that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good deal. What's the best way to get a hold of Eagle River Cabinets? I'm looking at the website right now. I would advise people just go right to the website.
They could go right to our website to get some information. We do have an email address that you can send inquiries to for designers to reach out and set up appointments. You could also give the showrooms a call and just see if you need an appointment for whatever stage of the project that you're in. So definitely a few ways to reach us.
And in Eagle River, call 479-7479. In Rhinelander, 362-3400. And Emma, tell us why you appreciate the Headwaters Builders Association and why Eagle River Cabinets is a part of that association.
We are a part of your association because we have great connections with the contractors that are a part of the association. We absolutely love being able to reach members of the community in Tomahawk to expand our business as well. We have good rapport with both of them.
Good deal. Good deal. Yeah, and I appreciate the Headwaters Builders Association because if I want to know where there's a reputable business or a contractor to deal with, they're all right there at that site.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they've done their homework. And Emma Siles, any last words from Eagle River Cabinets this morning, Emma?
Just to update our address, you said we were on Stephen Street. We're actually on Lincoln Street.
Oh, Lincoln. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So we're right next to Wickersham Jewelry off of Lincoln Street.
Well, I had the jewelry store part right anyway.
You did.
Good deal. Emma, thank you so much for our time. Thank you for being forgiving of me on that location air. But nothing but the best for Jared and everybody at Eagle River Cabinets, Eagle River and in Rhinelander. Emma, thank you so much for your time. You did fantastic.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, and you too. And our program this morning brought to you by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua, carpetcityonline.net, Lee Construction, see that website, dickleeconstruction.com. They're located out of Minocqua. Furniture and Appliance Mart superstores all over the area, online at furnitureandappliancemart.com, and Eagle River Cabinets in Eagle River and on Lincoln Street in Rhinelander. EagleRiverCabinets.com is a really, really good website. I'm Jeff in the morning, going to close down the Sunrise Show, make way for Alex Cook in the Northwoods Midday Show right after this break.